Okay, we are in Hilchos Machlos Asuros Parakeh. And Parakeh basically discusses all the halachas related to Eivir Min HaChai. And as you'll see, Eivir Min HaChai is different than the prohibition of Nevela or Trefa. There's some overlap, but there's a lot of differences. And the Rambam is going to take up all the particulars in this parak. So in Halacha Aleph, he says, V'pi Shmuel lamdu shezeh shenemar v'torah lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. Right, so we learn out through Torah Shval Peh that when the Torah says, do not eat, so to speak, the life or soul with the meat, less or eiver shenechtach min achai. So the prohibition is to consume a limb that is cut off from an animal that when it's still alive. Thou eiver min achai, who omer lenoach, right, and it was about eiver min achai when God says to Noach, ach basar ben nafsho damo lo sochelu. That's what he was referring to. So an important point is that Eivir Min HaChai applies to only kosher animals. It does not apply to non-kosher animals. Okay? Halacha Beis. Now, Echad Eivir Sheyish Bo Basar V'Gidlim Atzamos Kigona Yad V'Regal. Okay, so when we say Eivir, what does that mean? That could mean, for example, the leg, which includes the flesh, the sinews, and the bone, right? But an Eiver does not necessarily mean require bone and sinew. It could be an organ, okay? Examples are the tongue or the spleen or the kidneys, okay? Or things of that like that, or the heart. The difference is like this. When an Eiver doesn't have bone attached to it, bein shechasach kulo, bein shechasach miksaso, hareza asu mishum Eiver min achai. So when an organ doesn't have bone, then it doesn't matter whether you cut off a piece of it or the entire thing and consume it. Either way, you are over the iser. Ve'eiver sheyeshbo etzem, but when the limb has a bone, when it's like a, let's say, a leg, eino chayav lo mishum eiver min achai, you're not over the prohibition of eiver min achai, ad sheyifrosh kivriyaso, okay? It's only until you remove that limb in its entirety, the complete limb, meaning basar v'gidim atzamos. Let's say you break off the leg is intact with the leg, is the meat, the sinews, and the bone. But let's say I just skinned the animal, for instance, I just removed the muscle, but not the bone and the sinews. Right? Then you'd be over the Isser Trefa, which is from the last parak. So that's a critical distinction in how Eivir Min HaChai works. Now, so what's the shear? The shear of eat, consuming from that limb is a kazayas. Even if I ate the entire limb, I still need, even if I ate the whole limb, if that limb was less than a kazayas, I'd be pater. Okay. Now, let's say I cut off from that limb. Okay, let's say I break the leg off an animal and I break that leg in half, and then that half that I'm consuming, it has the basar gidim natsamos, and I eat it, I get malchus. Afishim bo basar elo kolshu, even if there's a very, very tiny amount of basar on it. Aval im hifrida aver achar shetolshu minachai, but let's say I separated the limb after I tore it from the animal, vifrida basar minagidim minatsamos, and then I separated the meat from the sinews and the bones, then now that the busts are separate, at that point I needed to eat a kazayas to be over the iser. And I would not be able to combine together the bones and the sinews to form that complete kazayas after I change, so to speak, the that aver from its natural state. Let's say I take like an organ, for example, and I eat it little by little, piece by piece. As long as I have in what I'm consuming a kazayis amount, I'm chayiv im la pater. Lokach kazayis mina aver kibriyaso basar v'gidim atzamos. Let's say I took off a kazayis amount from the limb that has on it, again, all the limb components, the basar gidim atzamos, v'achlo. Afal pi shenechlak b'fiv b'fnim. Even though when I put it in my mouth, right, what happens? It breaks up into its various components, kodem shivalenu, before I swallow it, chayv, I'd still be chayv. So that wouldn't be a way to get around it. Halacha hey, now talash eiver min achai vinitrifa metilusso. Okay, let's say I rip off the leg from the animal, and in doing so, the animal now becomes mortally wounded as a result. And I eat that limb, achayv shtayim. I'm actually over two isurim, mishum eiver min achay, and mishum trefa. So I'm over eiver min achay, and then since when I removed it, the animal became a trefa, now that limb acquires the status of being a trefa as well. Sharei shnei asurim ba'ank achas, because the two isurim coming together as one. V'chein atolesh chela min achay v'achlo lo kishtayim. So too, if a person removes fat from an animal, he's over to isurim. Mishum eiver min achay, right? And mishum chelav. Talash chelav min atrefa v'achlo lo kishalosh. Of course, the worst case would be if a person removed chelav from a trefa, he's over eiver min achay, he's over the isur trefa, and he's over the isur chelav. And in two prakam, we'll get to the specifics of the isur of chelav. Halacha vav. Now, basar hamiduldal bevehema, v'eiver hamiduldal ba. Okay? Let's say you have a big chunk of flesh is hanging from the animal, and in that is an organ that's hanging from it. Im eno yachol lachzor ulachayos, right? If it's impossible to take that piece of flesh that's hanging off and reposition it back into the animal, right? Afish lo parash ela acha shenishkata, even if it only came apart after it shechted, usher, it's usher to consume it. However, ain lo kenulav, you wouldn't get makos. Vim mesa behema. Right, but if let's say the animal died, rono sokilu nafal machayim, we look at it as if it fell out when it was alive. The vikach lokidlav mishum eiver nachayim. Even though the animal's dead, since that area of flesh separated out while the animal was alive, we treat it as eiver nachayim. Avah hayochol lachzor lachayos. But as long as I can, take that limb or that area of flesh and put it back in, right? Im nishchata behema, and then the animal is shechted, then areza mutter, it will be mutter to consume that piece of flesh. Halacha Zion. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
So if you could replace it in, let's say by surgery, just by putting it in, not the means that they have, but if you could do it by surgery, then it would be okay.
It's 100%. 100%. Good. You stuff it all back in, put some sutures in, good to go. Good to go. Okay. Shamat Aver, okay, let's say you pull out the organ, O Me'acho, O Dacho, okay, and what do? You take it, and you put in your blender, okay, and get it all crushed up. Could go on a Beitzim, right? For instance, like they used to do this with animal testicles, Shemachosan, O Nisaken, you pulled it from where it belongs. Hareze Eino Asur Min HaTorah, Shere Yeshbo Mixas Chayim. It's interesting. This is not asur midaraisa, okay, because there's still some life left with it. Ulafikach e masriach, because this thing doesn't actually decay when it's broken down this way. The alpha pichain, nonetheless, asur la'achlo miminog shenoga kol yisrael mikodem. But nonetheless, even though technically speaking, since I've crushed the organ and changed what it is, nonetheless, the minog yisrael has always been not to eat it. Shari domer le'ever minachai. Since it basically looks exactly the same, or it's similar to Eiver Min HaChai, meaning even though from a causal standpoint it is qualitatively something different, nonetheless, a lot of people in Bnei Yisrael were machmir about this, and that's why you won't be able to rely on that today. Okay, Lacha Ches. Now, Etzem Shenishbar. Okay, so what happens if a bone breaks in an animal? Im Haya HaBasar O HaOr Chofa Rov Obav Shal Etzem HaNishbar. As long as the basar, the flesh, okay, and the skin covers the majority of the broken bone, okay, the rov hekef hashever, and the majority of the area of the fracture, then arez the mutter. Now, v'im yatsa etzem lachutz, right, but let's say the bone emerges completely outside, like a true compound fracture, harei ha'ever aser, then the ever is aser. U'kishi yishkot ha'behema of, and then when the person comes along to shech the animal or the chicken, yachtok mimakom hashever, he should cut off from the point of the break and beyond, the ashlichu and chuck it. The ashar mutter, but the rest of the animal will be permitted. Now, nishbar etzem, let's say the bone is broken, the basar chofa es ruvo, okay, and the meat covers most of it. Aval ohaya oso basar merusas onis achel ke basar shirofer goro. Let's say the basar that's remaining is basically in bad shape. It's like spread out too much, whatever it is. Point is, a doctor normally would remove it. Okay, it's like rotting flesh. Or let's say there's lots of it's spread out all over the place. Like meaning on that bone, it's like pieces all over the bone of the flesh. O shahaya basar shalav nikav nikavim, or this the meat that's left on and has holes in it. O shenistaka basar, or the flesh literally was cracked. O shenikdar kemintabas, or it's perforated like a ring. O shenigra basar nomala, or like the flesh on top was removed or rubbed away. Ashlo nisham in a basar el kaklipa, until meaning from the outside in, until there's only a thin layer of meat over the bone. Ocean is achal basar mamatamel etzem shenishbar, achinipsar basar achofa inogiab etzem, or let's say it was eaten out from the inside to the point where there was meat over it, but it wasn't really touching the bone. B'chol elu morin l'iser. Key point is, in all these situations, we are machmir, we say it's aser, achis rapeh basar, until the flesh grows back in again, the meat grows back in again. Vim achal b'chol elu, and if a person ate from any of these, because there's a pigam in each one of these cases, machinus o machas martis. A person will only be over an isha derabanan and get rabbinical machas. Okay, lacha test. Now, hamoshet yado l'ma'aya behema. Let's say a person decides to, he's a veterinarian, he sticks his hand into the stomach or the intestines of the animal, v'chasach min atchol u'min aklayos. And let's say he cuts off, for example, one of the kidneys, u'chiyotza behem, okay? U'vehiniach ha'chatichos besoch me'ya v'archach shachta. But then what does he do? He then, even though he removed the kidney, he left the kidney in there. In other words, he so to speak, removed the kidney from its place, but left it inside the animal. V'archach shachta, then afterwards shachta the animal. Hare osa nachasichos asurus v'choy v'nechai. What's interesting is that since he displaced the kidney from its location, even though it was still inside the animal, since he displaced it, it has the status of eiv v'nechai even after he shachs the animal. V'af bishu b'soch me'ya, even though it's still inside the animal. Okay, but let's say, what do you call it? He cut away a piece of, let's say, a fetus that's inside the animal, and then take it out, and then he shucked the animal. The piece of the fetus would actually still be mutter, because it's never actually came out, meaning the fetus never came out of the mother. And you'll see why, in the next example, you'll see why that's important. So ubar shahotzi yado raglo, the moment a fetus sticks out, let's say its leg from the mother animal, the moment that comes out, neser oso aver la'olam, that limb becomes defined as aver minachai forever. Bein shechasko kodem shetishkarimo, whether I cut the limb off before I shechted the mother, bein shechasko achar shetishkarimo, or whether I cut off the limb after I shechted the mother. Vafilu hechzer oso aver lema'imo, even if the fetus pulls his leg back in, and then I shechted it. Oh, no lot of blood. Or let's say it ended up giving birth after the leg went back in, and then the mother gave birth. The chaya kamashanim lived many years. Hare osa aver asa mishum trefa. That aver will be asa because of trefa. Shekol basar sheyatsa chutz lemechitzaso nesar kebasar sheparish minachai. Because anytime meat, flesh, exits, okay, in any way, shape, or form from its natural position, it is considered as if it's porish minachai, separating from a living animal, and has a status of eiver minachai. Shenemar, because it says in the Torah, uvasar basadet trefa, kevan sheyatzel lemakom shehu lo kisadeh, since it came out into an area that is like sadeh, nasa trefa, kamosh v'yanu, it becomes trefa, like we've explained previously. Okay, lacha yud, now hotzi miksasa eiver. Let's say the fetus sticks out half of its leg, v'nishra miksasa b'fnim, and the other half of the leg is still inside the mother. Afilo nishra elam yuto, right? Even if only a little bit came out. Let's say the tiniest bit of the hoof came out. Hayotze aser v'shevifnim mutter. Whatever came out is aser. That little piece is aser, and the rest of the leg will be mutter. Vem chasa hayotze min aver acha sheyegziro v'nishchata. Let's say he cut off a piece of the aver, okay, that came out, even after it was returned, okay, and then he shechted the animal. Oso sheyatzel b'vad aser, only that which came out is aser, ushar aver mutter, the rest of that limb will be permitted. Vim loet zero v'chasko v'hu b'chutz. Let's say he did not return that limb back into the mother and cut it off while it was still outside. Bein shechasko kodem shechita achas shechita, it doesn't matter if he cut off the limb before or after shechita. Makom v'chasach aser, the place he cut off is aser, v'hu makom sheneged avir. And that is the place, where the limb is facing the outside. So what he has to do is he has to cut off even that portion that was put back in, okay, that he originally cut off before the shechita took place. Kelachir Aleph. Now, kol aver ubar sheyatza v'chasko kodem shchita v'ubachutz. Anytime a limb comes out of the animal and is cut off prior to doing shchita, hariz the aver minachai v'lo kelov. Okay, it's aver minachai. You get malchus. V'afilu mesa ubar kodem shchita. Even if the fetus dies prior to shechting it, then nichtach v'nechsach achar shchita. Right, but let's say you cut it off after shchita. Ha'ochlo ein aloka v'afilu mes. A person who would, you know, what do you call it, would eat from it after shechting the mother would not be get malchus even if the fetus was dead. Then mesa behema, but let's say the mother died, the akar chasko, and after that he cut it off. Ha'ochlo loke mishum eiver minachai. If I ate that piece of the limb, I would still get from the fetus. I would get be over the isra of eiver minachai. Halach yirbeis ubar shehotzi eiver v'nesar eiver the akarach nolad v'ahina keva. What's the case? Let's say the fetus sticks out its leg. Right, and now that leg is usher, and then the animal is born, and it is female. Hachalav shala usher l'shtosa misafek. The milk that comes from it will be usher to drink at a safek. Why? Hol v'hu ba mikal ha'ivarim. Since the milk comes from the animal's eight limbs, the yeshba iver echad usher. Okay, but one of those limbs is usher. Brezek kichilav treifa shenisar b'chilav Torah. So we treat that milk as if it's chelev trefa, like treif milk, that is mixed with kosher milk. Okay, halacha yud gimel. One second, sorry about that. Ashochet behema mi'uberes. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Why don't we say that the trefa part is batel barov?
Well, that's a good question. You have to wait for that. You'll see that when we get to the lachos of shirim. I don't want to give it away yet, but it's an excellent question. Okay, we'll take that up when we take shirim. So a few prakam away, okay? Halakha gimel. Now, shokha behema mu'beres. Okay, let's say I shecht a kosher animal that is pregnant, umatzabash shlil, okay? And I find inside, again, a fetus, bein chai ben meis, whether that fetus is alive or dead, hareza mutter brachila. That actually, it's mutter to eat the fetus. Vafilu shalya mutaris brachila. Even the placenta is permitted to eat. V'shalish yatzas miksasa v'shachat es behema. Now let's say a part of the placenta came out, and then I shechted the animal. Im ha'isa sholya zuk shura bivlad. If the placenta was still attached to the fetus, mashi yatsa mena aser v'shar mutter. Whatever came out is aser, and whatever is still in is mutter. Then lo ha'isa kshura bo kula asura. But if it wasn't attached to it, then the whole thing's aser. Why? Shema sholya zuk yatsa miksasa halach lo vlad shahaya bav vlad zesh nimsa v'beten halacha sholya shlo. Because the question is, we don't know the status of the placenta. Maybe the fetus turned. Maybe there was another fetus there that turned into the placenta, or maybe not. Of course, if I only have a placenta that I find, I don't have any evidence of a fetus in there, then for sure the entire placenta would be usher. Now, matzaba ubar chai. Let's say after shechting an animal, I find a living fetus inside. Even if it's 9 months old, so to speak, and it could still live. Right? The fetus would not require actual shechita. The fact that I shechted the mother, right, in a sense, makes it so I don't have to do shechita on the fetus. Okay, but if it stepped on the ground, meaning the moment the fetus engages with the outside world, I mean, if it did at some point engage the outside world, then the fetus would require shechita because it's basically a separate animal. Finally, halacha tesvav, karas a behema, let's say I rip open an animal or shachat behema trefa, or I shach the behema that's mortally wounded, umatzaba benti shachai, and I find a fetus inside that was carried for 9 months, in this case, sarach shechita l'hatira. Then when it's shechita matirit, and then shechting the mother would not help. Then lo garmelu chadasha. Let's say the embryological development was not complete. Okay, af bishu chai b'maya trefa hareza aser. Even though it is alive inside this treif animal, it's aser meishu k'avram imo. Because then we still consider it to be a limb from the mother. Kol ubar shahotzi rosho v'chzero. When if a fetus sticks out its head and then brings it back in, v'achrach shachat as imo. And then I shech the mother. The mother won't help it. It's considered as if it was born completely and therefore would require shechita. Okay, that finishes Parak Hei. Let's continue to Parak Vav. Perek Vav deals with two halakhas, but one basic isser. It's the isser of dam. So the first half is going to deal with the prohibition related to consuming dam. The second half is going to deal with melicha. Melicha is the solution to the dam problem. Okay, melicha means salting. So we'll do a few halakhas into this, primarily focusing on what it called dam. Halacha aleph: ha'ochel kazayis min adam amazed chayv kares b'shogeg maybe chatas kvua. Simple halacha: if you eat a kazayis of blood, you're purposely you get kares, by accident you have to bring a korban. So it's a very serious halacha. The davar mefurish b'torah, right? And it's clear from the Torah she'inu chayv ela al dam behema chayv ochel vad. Bein tzmein, bein tzahorin. So this is what makes it different than Eva Minachai. And when it comes to dam, it doesn't matter if the animal's kosher or not. The key thing also, it's going to be three categories. Domesticated animals, wild animals, and birds, okay? Because it says in the Torah, v'chol dam lo sochlu, v'chol mosh vosechem, la'ov, v'la behema. V'chai v'chla behema, and we know that wild animals are included in, among inside the category domesticated. Shenemar zosa behema, sher tochlu, shor, etc., etc. Aval dam dogim, v'chagavim, Ushkatsiv Ramasim. Okay, so, but fish blood, grasshopper blood, shkatsiv Ramasim, bugs and so things like that, as well as Dama Adam, blood of human blood, Ein Chayiv La Mishum Dam. You're not Chayiv because of consuming blood. Levikach, Dam Dagim Echagavim, Tahorim, Mutalachlo, right? So, what do we see? We see that, halachically speaking, it is 100% permitted to go ahead and for instance, what it called, take blood from a kosher fish. And consume it. I feel consume a kli, which is so mutter. I can even pour it into a kli and drink from it. The Ravid points out, by the way, that many hold to this from our science, but we're not going to get into that. Vidam chagavim vidagim tameim. Right, when it comes to the blood of grasshoppers and from non-kosher fish, aser mishum shehu tamsis gufan kechila behem tameya. So in those cases, okay, the blood of non-kosher fish and non-kosher locusts are aser because it's no different like the milk that comes from them. The dam shkatsin kivsaran, however, when it comes to the dam of, let's say, bugs and stuff like that, those are like the flesh. The dam's not separate from the flesh, kamosh b'yarnu, and therefore it would be any isra of dam over there. Alacha beis, dama adam asr midiri, so from impirish. Okay, so the blood of a human is asr midurabanan if it was extracted, meaning, let's say I came across a pint of blood in a bag and I drank it, over nisra durabanan, makadav makas martyrs, and I get rabbinical makas. However, Aval dam shinayim, but of course, when you brush your teeth and bleed, bolo benonimna, you can swallow that blood, no problem whatsoever. Hare shenashech neshech bepas matzo alea dam gorer as a dam barakav okol shrei pirish. Okay, let's say I bite into a piece of bread, for example, and I find blood on the bread. So what do? You have to wipe the bread off. Excuse me, wipe the blood off the bread, and then I can go ahead and eat it because we say it's as if the blood, what do you call it, already separated from the body. Okay, so what's the lacha? So I'm only chayav kares adam. That basically, the best way to describe it is it flows out. Any blood that flows out after, let's say, an animal is shechted or decapitated, okay, as long as the blood has that red look to it, it's asa. The adam akanas besochaleid as well. Blood that is contained within inside the heart, the aldam hakaza, as well as blood that's collected through bloodletting, kozman shu mikaleach viotze, as long as it's dripping out. Aval hadama shoseis betchilas hakaza, but the blood that originally drips out when you first do bloodletting, or in today's world, let's say some blood, you're trying to draw blood for whatever, and a little bit of blood came out initially, kodem shiaskel lekaleach, before it actually starts, in a sense, flowing out. The dam is shoseis besofa kaza, or the dam that drips at the end of bloodletting, because yaskel dam lifsok when the blood is starting to stop, basically starting to clot. Ain chayav on love, you're not chayav if you consume that blood. Rehu kadam evarim, right? It's considered like, and this is an important term, the blood within the limbs should, and it's going to be very important for malicha, should dama kalua chua dam shenefesh yotzaba, because it's only the blood that in a sense is really flowing out that's considered to be the blood that is necessary for life, and as the blood that's subject to iser. Okay, halacha dalet, dama tamsis v'dama evarin. Okay, so when it comes to the chi of karis, okay, a blood that's found, so to speak, within evarim could go in dama tchol v'dama klayos dam beitim dama v'skanes lev v'shashchita. For instance, blood that you find, like in the spleen, or let's say in the kidneys, or let's say blood you find in the testicles, or blood that surrounds the heart, b'shashrita b'dam nimsa b'kaved, or the blood that's found in the liver, which we'll get to later also, ein chayim in a lav karis. Avala ochol imenu, but if I eat from one of those limbs, right, from one of these things, kizayis amount, loka. Why? Shnemar, b'chol dam lo sochela. B'chi of karis u'omer, ki nefesh habazar b'dam hi, eino chayiv karis el adam shenefesh yotzaba. So again, you're only chayiv karis for the blood that causes a person to die. And these situations would not include that kind of dam. Yalacha hey, hashalol on nimsa ma'i behema. Again, you come across a fetus inside the womb of an animal. Hare damo kedam ha'yilod. Its blood is like the blood of an animal that was born, meaning it's no different. V'vigach adama nimsa kanos besoch libo. Therefore, the blood that's inside the heart of the fetus, chayim alav karis, to be chayiv karis for consuming it. Aval shar damo, but the rest of the blood, okay, harehu kedama ivarin. That's considered like blood of the limbs. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up the specific organs and get into Melicha.